morning.
Good morning.
It's trilingual. Please be seated. From English to Spanish to German. As Pastor introduced me, I'm Alex Merlo, pastor of the small flock in Aurora, San Pablo Lutheran Church, your partner congregation, your little sister church, and south of us. And like when always Pastor Jim invited me to come to this beautiful sanctuary and to deliver the message, I always have to tell you, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for what you do for us, because this means a lot for us. Without your support, financial support, we'd be struggling right now, because you believe in missions. You are a church of missionaries. I praise God and thank you again. And today is a very special day in all the Christianity, especially those who profess that we live by faith. Amen? And it's an honor to celebrate this day. But before getting to the deep of this sermon, I want to tell you a quick story about when I was 6 years old in my native Honduras, a small country in Central America. And probably some of you remember this incident. Honduras and El Salvador, who's next door country, very tiny country, both of our nations went to war because some said political frontiers issues, and others said because the soccer game. And you know, Latinos love soccer, and they have to fight for a game they do. But the problem was that in that time when I was 6 years old, I remembered my mother and my siblings and my grandpa, we have to look for shelter. Because there was rumors that the Air Force from Salvador will attack our cities, came on the news. And my mother's first reaction was to look for a place for safe for all of us. I was a little kid, I was nervous. My dad, he was in school, and he was not at home. And my siblings were crying, and everyone tension because they're gonna kill us. That's the only thing I remember. And then we looked for a shelter under our house, little tiny space. And about an hour or so later, my dad showed up. I was wondering, what was my dad? Why he's not here? Why my dad is late? He need to be here to rescue us. And then my dad came. And there was a big relief. Dad, he was with us, saving us, to protect us. My answer, my little world, got answered because I need my father to feel protected. And that experience, stay with me all the rest of my life, that I need my dad to be with me when I feel alone. And I need to be protected. Because my father never late. He's never late. And I believe your mighty father is the same way, right? Even in the time of trouble. I want to tell you three things this morning. One is recorded in the Old Testament as we read the first reading. And the second is an experience that changed the history of the world. And the third one, a personal testimony. But let us go back to the Old Testament. In the book of Habakkuk, this man lived around 605 years before Christ in the kingdom of Judah. Habakkuk's name means comfort. Habakkuk recognized in the chapter 1, if you read before, that the kingdom of Judah has two issues, problems, internal and external. The internal was because they have a lot of conflict between themselves. And the second issue is the mighty army from Babylonians that were approaching to them to wipe out the whole nation of Judah. And Habakkuk, waiting for God's answer, he complained and talked to the Lord and said, God, you don't see that army? They don't believe in kings. They destroy fortified cities. They will kill all of us. And they don't believe in you, God. They worship their gods. And Habakkuk spoke to God and with that attitude. When I read and made this sermon, I was thinking about, he's not away from my own way to think. When I'm in trouble, I complain. When I'm in situation, I complain to the Lord. And I say, where are you, Father? How come you not answer me? I think many of us felt like that too. Perhaps you pray for your love, your spouse. You pray for your children because any situation, any changes in your life, or because you pray for sickness that you want to be healed. And we can have a long list about praying and praying and praying, and you don't see that answer. You feel like the whole army is coming in front of you to destroy you. And you say, Dad, where are you? Father, why I'm not seeing this prayer being answered? We have a man in our congregation. His name is Margarito, native from Mexico. Strong man of faith. That man pray every morning, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, pray for an hour, and then he go to work. A few weeks ago, he came to me and said, Pastor, I went to the doctor and I have cancer. And obviously, I got sad because of that situation. And Margarita said, but Pastor, I know God is with me, and he will help me to go through this journey. And I see Margarita changing his face to a person with cancer. And last Sunday, I thought he would not be at church, but he was there praising God. And I also was thinking about this sermon about Habakkuk complaining, and I see that man too praising God for his disease. He was not waiting for healing, but he was waiting last Sunday to receive communion, to be encountered with his Father. And I said, oh, I need to be like Margarito myself. Not to wait for my Father to show up, but to know my Father is present every single time that we come to the Lord's table. My Father is always present when he offers us his love and salvation. He's never late. So Habakkuk reminds God, God, you are a God of love and compassion. Do not leave us alone. And I love to know this. God is a God of mercy. Amen. God is a God of compassion. Even for Habakkuk, he knew the kingdom of the Babylonian was so big that they have no way out. But God said, wait, wait. I am the Lord. And he said these beautiful words, written in the book, chapter 2 of Habakkuk, in verse 4. Remember one thing, dear prophet, the righteousness person will live by his faithfulness. Can you say faithfulness? That's a strong word. Luther, hundreds of years later, resound that in Romans and Galatians. The time of blessings now, Habakkuk understood, is not for the enemy, but it's for those who love the Lord and live by faith alone. Maybe in this generation, many of us, don't like to wait. I don't like to wait. Especially when I go to the doctor, I don't like to wait. Or when I go to the airport and make those huge eternal lines, I don't like to wait. I don't like it. I hate it. But one thing I learned when I'm waiting for any means, that I have to be patient. And I remember there, okay, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, I gotta give a good face in this crowd because I'm waiting. But I have to remember, God is with us. My waiting is not just to look into my sinful nature or to see the wrongdoing of others, but my waiting, it is in the Lord and whatever we move or do. You heard the gospel reading for today. Jesus has a good friend, Lazarus, and the two sisters, Martha and Mary. And Jesus Christ showed up 4 days later when this beloved friend died. And he went to the grave and he said, remove the stone, the big stone that was covered the grave. And the sisters said, no, Jesus, he has been dead for 4 days. And he stinks. You cannot do that, Lord. And what Jesus recalled to these sisters, did I tell you that if you believe, would you see the glory of God? It's not about the time that that body rotten is being laying. It's what you will see now. And I don't know how much in my waiting, my issues stink before the Lord, but I know when he comes in the perfect time, he will deliver me. This is called faith. Did I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? As Habakkuk did. He saw the glory of God. And these ladies and the other crowd that was around, they saw the glory of God. And the church finally, in the second point, saw the church, the glory of God in 1517. When Luther's nailed the 95 theses again, a statement of freedom, a statement of complaining, yes, but waiting in the Lord. People wait for thousands of years to hear the gospel again. This month of October, special on the 31st of October, we remember the mighty, beautiful day. Luther, being a monk, was looking for a God for mercy, a merciful Lord. But Luther learned in his journey of being a servant of God that he needed to do things to please that Father. Luther made many punishments himself and the corporal being, looking to seize God's angerness until he read in the scripture. As you remember, in the Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from the first to last. Just as written, the righteous will live by faith. By faith alone? By faith alone. It's not about works. It's not about waiting and waiting. It's about that he's there. He's with us. Emmanuel. God with us. God with us. The Old Testament gospel, Jesus Christ telling us his love and forgiveness, faith given to us by free. What else do we want? And then the gospel came again to the world in a different way, in a lovely way, because the Reformation. What a blessing in Germany in those days to hear the gospel for the first time in their own native language. But in other part of the world, like Honduras and El Salvador, that we had that conflict, the gospel came 400 years later with the first missionaries, evangelical missionaries. And then we heard the gospel. But other parts of America, they still don't believe in the gospel living by faith alone. I will not close with this story. It was the last or third point of this sermon this morning. And it happened to a person recently. This man from Durango, Mexico, was married for 15 years until a situation came to his life. His wife, unfortunately, filed for divorce. He couldn't understand why. And he was accused of being abusive. And he said, no, I never abused my wife, never abused my family, but he was accused. And I heard this from one of his sons who was witness of the caring father he has. But that's not the issue. This is the problem. The church, the Roman church back then, asked this man to repent or sign for a divorce, or otherwise he will be excommunicated from the church and never take communion again. And he said, why I have to do that? That's not true. Finally, he was excommunicated. 25 years passed. That man never took communion again in the church. Until recently, maybe 3 years ago, he came to a church in the corner of Benton and Jackson in the city of Aurora, San Pablo Lutheran Church. He came with his son. He now is a Christian. He is worshiping in our church, and he's one of the strong leaders, and he's one of the students for the School for Missionaries, and he wants to go to a seminary, Concordia Seminary, to become a pastor. And the father of this man came to church. And when Pastor Merlo was preaching about the love of Jesus Christ and preaching about the forgiveness, and all of us should live by faith, not by words. And then we celebrated communion. And he said 25 years without receiving the body and blood of Christ. Maybe this is the day. And the man came. And the man came and received the true body and the true blood of Christ because he wants to be forgiven. He wants to take again what he believes is Christ. And I heard from his son that day, it was the happiest day in his life because Christ, the Father, came 25 years later. Father's never late. Even though for our time, it's different for his time. And now, he went back to Mexico, and for the last 3 years, he's been coming in and going back as a visitor. And only in San Pablo, take Holy Communion. And he's now a member of our church and living in another country. But San Pablo is his home when he found the faith again of the Reformation that initiated in Germany in 1517. You see how marvelous is the Lord? Doesn't matter how big is the enemy. Doesn't matter how much we have to wait. God, the Father, my Father, is never late. Amen.